Well, here goes for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Pycroft. I made the acquaintance of Pycroft in this very smoking room. I was a young, nervous new member, and he saw it. I was sitting all alone, wishing I knew more of the members, and suddenly he came, a great, rolling front of chins and abdomina, towards me, and grunted and sat down in a chair close by me and wheezed for a space, and scraped for a space with a match and lit a cigar, and then addressed me. I forget what he said, something about the matches not lighting properly, and afterwards, as he talked, he kept stopping the waiters one by one as they went by, and telling them about the matches in that thin, fluty voice he has. But anyhow, it was in some such way we began our talking. He talked about various things, and came round to games, and thence to my figure and complexion. "You ought to be a good cricketer," he said. "I suppose I am slender, slender to what some people would call lean, and I suppose I'm rather dark still. I'm not ashamed of having a Hindu great-grandmother, but for all that, I don't..."